Welcome. This is the Life Enthusiast Online Radio and TV Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm Scott Patton, your co-host, along with Martin Patella, life coach. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Hi. I'm doing good. Thank you.
All right. So we have almost 15,000 people in a Facebook closed group called Fibromyalgia Support. And it has really taken on a life of its own. The people there are very active. They're very concerned. They share their stories. And in many cases, it breaks our hearts. And recently, because it takes time to build trust, recently what we're finding is the tide is turning. We're starting to get a different type of comment from people. And that comment runs along the lines of, "Thank you, Martin. I'm so appreciative of all the things that you've done here. I tried, in this particular case, hemp oil with CBD, and my pain has gone down significantly. I just cannot believe it." And we're seeing more and more of those stories, which means that we're finally getting people to look at the functional medicine side of life as opposed to the drug side of life. And I wanted to kind of bring in a little bit of my own story. It's not a fibromyalgia story, but it does delve into a couple of the products that we really want to talk about today that could make a huge difference in your pain level. Those are Fibro-Ease and Fibrenza. And so my story is, a couple years ago, my liver stopped. Nobody knows why. There was no cancer. I'm not a drug addict or dealer. Not an alcoholic, drink one beer a month or something like this. I don't smoke. I don't smoke pot, don't smoke cigarettes, don't smoke anything. I go do hot yoga. I walk 3 miles a day, all these things that are supposed to be fine, and my liver stopped. And the result of the liver stopping was the pancreas got upset, got inflamed, and I was in the hospital for 2 months, unable to eat or drink anything for most of those times. So I had these little tubes going into my body, and in emergency situations, Thank you the medical doctors, because it's probably likely that I'm very likely that I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for all the work that they did. So the result of this, of course, was that the fluids got into my legs. My legs were swollen, and as I walked and walked and walked, the legs stopped being swollen, except that the knees remained swollen and the knees were sore. And I had this persistent ache. Not a sharp pain at all, but ache throughout my body. And I recognized all of the comments that the people in the fibromyalgia group were making, and I thought, there but for the grace of God go I, or there is my future, I should do something. So Martin and I spoke, and he said, well, you should take some of this Fibro-Ease, and you should take some of the Fibrenza, and some superfoods, and do this, and this, and this, and exercise, and everything else. And now, 2 years later, I'm actually doing some squats with my knees that I could not do. The knees were too painful to do, even 3 or 4 months ago. So I've had this sort of gentle movement up in my health, and now I'm starting to see some significant changes in the one part that was sort of left to heal, which were my knees. And they're still slightly swollen, but not so bad. And I'm just so excited because I go to hot yoga and I do this squat or this certain pose that I could not do a year ago, and I could not do 3 months ago without a great deal of pain and concern, because it's concerning when you're in a position, I don't know if I can actually get out of it. And so what I wanted to do today was talk with Martin and you about Fibro-Ease and Fibrenza and how you can use that. So Martin, maybe you can give us a little overview of the two products, and then we'll get into a little bit more detail on them.
Right. So let's overview the fibromyalgia itself. It's a word that people use in general as a label. It's just getting to be called fibro because people call it that. But it really is this. Chronic inflammatory histamine-mediated illness. To unpack it, chronic means it's there all the time. Inflammatory means that the inflammation is the main symptom. There are 4 symptoms to inflammation: heat, redness, swelling, and pain. course, you seldom feel the heat because it's usually on the inside. But if you say you sprain your ankle or hit yourself with a hammer or something like that on your thumb, you will experience all of it visibly. It will be red, swollen, painful. So sometimes the swelling is represented as itching because the tissue is stretching and you're itching. Anyway, so what we now know as fibro has also 200 other classified names, such as Hashimoto's thyroiditis, where the immune system is attacking the thyroid gland, or Sjogren's, where it's attacking the salivary gland and the tear ducts, or the rheumatoid arthritis when it's attacking the joints, or arthritis when it's attacking the other aspects of your joints, or diabetes when it's attacking your pancreas, or cardiovascular disease when it's in the arteries, and so on. I mean, I could go on for a long time naming each one of these inflammatory conditions, and they have common set of causes. Number one, nutritional stress. We are eating foods that should not be eaten. Industrial foods are not health foods. We are eating wrong foods. We are mismatching our genetics with the food intake. Like, for instance, not everybody should be eating like an Italian farmer, meaning pizza and pasta.
Italian farmers should be.
Right. And the reason this happens is this. If you're born as a child in northern Italy, in the valley of the River Po, you are going to be living in the granary of the world that they have invented, the growing of wheat and living a lifestyle on it. You will have had many, many generations, starting maybe at 1000 BC and every 20 years, another generation being born into that. And with each succeeding generation, the more adapted people that are well-suited to that food resource thrive, and the ones that are not adapted do not thrive. And so they get, for some reason, my power just went off here on my computer.
We still got you. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so thrive, not thrive. When you don't thrive, you probably don't make reproductive age, and you're taking yourself and your offspring out of circulation. So in just very few generations, everybody that's living on that food resource is well adapted to it. We don't have that anymore. We have had this food revolution, the industrial revolution. All of us are thrown into the same soup, and we're eating foods that may or may not be appropriate for us genetically or for anybody, period. I mean, we're eating stuff that should not be consumed as food. Anyway, so that's the big picture. So the other inputs that will make things worse are industrial toxins, such as lead, mercury, cadmium, and so on. The dust from brake pads of automobiles and tires and whatever else. And viral load, especially things like Epstein-Barr virus, Coxsackie, and cytomegalovirus, and herpes virus. Those are the popular ones, but especially the Epstein-Barr virus. So if you have had a mononucleosis in your teens, and if you have had mercury fillings in your face, and if you have had the genetics of a parent who has had these sort of problems, and if you are now eating the diet that's the North American standard, you have a very high chance to be like what happened to me. I totally caved in when I was about 28, 29 years old. Just total destruction. Took me maybe 5 or 6 years of working with the first medical professionals, like orthopedic surgeons and whatnot. And then than with the alternative, the chiropractic, naturopathic, and then the really off the wall stuff. Like, I've tried dozens and dozens of different therapies because I was well off. I was earning well, and I was plowing a lot of money into this because I didn't want to live in pain. And eventually it came to the point where it was, none of this will work. I really have to fix me.
So what you're saying is garbage in, garbage out.
Pretty much. If you're going to continue doing what you've done so far up to this point, you are going to continue to be getting the results that you have gotten.
So when you eat food that we're not supposed to be eating, drink water that's polluted and not clean, you're breathing air that's full of all these toxic stuff that's going on. You've got the electromagnetic cell phone waves going through the, everything. And then you're maybe in a house where who knows what type of paint was used or what's in the carpet. And then you've got clothes and you're washing them with stuff that's not toxic and it gets absorbed through the skin. I mean, it's just one total bad, it's like the aquarium where you never clean it and the poor little fishies are going, oh my goodness, can't live in this anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's sort of like sticking 1,000 little pins into the tomato or something, right?
Yeah. And then wondering why it all falls apart.
It's micro injuries, each one of them. But in totality, there is a last straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah, then you have
the full-blown fibromyalgia. It's called the flare, right? Mm-hmm. So the language we use is triggers and thresholds. Your threshold would be the capacity to withstand the onslaught of negative influences. And the triggers are the negative influences. And it could be the oncoming storm. The air pressure changes, and you feel it 2 or 3 days ahead in your bones or whatever.
Yeah, that's one of the comments in our group. Is anybody else, when the weather changes, have a flare?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes. Everybody can feel it. And it's a matter of degree, right? Like, mm-hmm. I remember I grew up in Winnipeg, Central Canada, around late September, October, I could feel the frozen Arctic air just over the northern horizon ready to come down and freeze us for 6 months. And that's the weather is changing, right? And of course, I didn't have a flare. I didn't have a pain or anything else, but I could feel that. So, but what if feeling that was intense pain instead of just this sensation, oh, the weather is changing?
Yeah, it's dialed degree. Up.
It's just dialed up.
Yeah. And so, of course, one of the most common statements we hear from people is, they don't believe me. I look fine.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, a person with an internal inflammation looks perfectly fine, beautiful, healthy looking.
Yeah. It's not like you've got a broken arm with a big cast on it, right?
Right. Or a slash down your face or whatever. No, you look fine. But on the inside, it feels terrible. And there are, of course, two sides, right? There's the nerve endings, which are at the perception sites, and then there's the brain. And so, is the pain caused by problem in the nerve endings, or is the pain caused by how the brain perceives the signal or interprets the signal?
Good point. I hadn't thought of that, really.
And so the doctors, we have developed something like Lyrica, which messes with your brain. It's... Never mind that noise from the nerves. Just turn it off. Don't listen to it. That's Lyrica. But what it does besides that is mess around with all kinds of other things. And so the side effects can be horrendous. Weight gain and I don't remember all of this. I have a long list of it somewhere. But and the common ones are weight gain and mental states that are just crazy hisses
and you're not pops. Getting better. That's the point, yeah. Right? Like, it's masking it over.
Yeah,
it's kind of like when you're driving your car and you see the light come on saying that you've got an engine problem. You take the gum out, you stick it over the light, can't see the light, we're good. Well, yeah, for a couple more miles, and then your engine seizes up and now you can't do anything.
Right. And so I keep advocating with people that the chemical route is really, it doesn't have a happy ending. Because when you put on a, for instance, an NSAID, which is a anti-inflammatory, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. So you can take those. Ibuprofen is a great example of it. But it has a side effect that wrecks your liver. So you can load ibuprofen for a while, but there comes a time when you're at your limit.
Right.
So choose the path, right? If you're choosing the path of the chemicals, the only way this is going to end up is in a downward spiral toward uglier problems.
So it sounds like one of the things that you have to do kind of in the beginning, and we're going to get to Fibroease and Fibrenza soon, is stop digging the hole. Like, you've got to take a look at, like, what am, if I'm drinking Coca-Cola and sugary pop drinks and I'm eating Big Macs and, you know, pizzas from the local pizzeria, that's, you need to sort of stop and say, like, what am I putting into my mouth? What's my environment like? What do I need to do to kind of clean that up? So now I'm eating organic fruits and vegetables, and I'm eating free-range chickens and eggs and that sort of thing, or, you know, whatever it is. And then your whole environment, like, maybe there are toxic people that are causing emotional stress, because you had mentioned cortisol, I think. You know, so you've got to sort of look at all these parts of your life, and it's very difficult when you're in pain, and it's very difficult when maybe you can't work, or you've been off work for a long period of time, or you feel stuck in where you're at. But you're going to have to take some sort of radical action. If you, this is why we did, by the way, the 7-day challenge. I want to put a plug in for that. It's free, and for 7 days, each day we've got a video that says,
"Do this."
Try not to, yeah, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this, try this, try this. And we know that one day isn't enough. Like, what we hope is that you'll not, for example, drink milk for a day. And then you'll go, oh, I felt a little bit, and you're journaling, I felt a little bit better. Okay, remember that. And when you've done the 7-day challenge, try 3 days, try 5 days. Maybe you're lactose intolerant and that's causing, you know, 50% or 40% of your problem, or all of your problem. And then when you stop doing it, your body is able to heal itself and feel better. Nobody knows your body but you. So you've got to be the one that says, okay, I'm aware now that if I drink coffee, or I eat this grain and gluten, or whatever it happens to be in those 7 days, it has a negative effect. Martin and I are kind of lucky in that. And the problem, by the way, is that it's 3 days. Like, if you eat something on Monday, you won't really find out till Thursday. So we kind of trick you with the 1 day thing, because we just want you to be aware. Oh, I got through a day without drinking milk, and I felt a little bit better. Maybe I think I did. I'm not sure. Go 3 days and see what happens, because it's really 3 days. But for Martin and I, when we eat something we shouldn't, for me, I get zits up here like crazy, and my nose explodes. You know, and I, to be quite honest and truthful, and Martin's sort of the same way, except probably in different parts of his face, we would rather that happen than have a flare up and be in agony like the members of the fiber support group are. You know, I mean, really, it breaks our heart. But we look at that and I go, okay, like, what did I eat 3 days ago? Because, you know, I got all these zits up here all of a sudden. And then I don't eat whatever that was, and they go away. And sometimes it's really fast. Like, we were talking a week or two ago, and Martin's going, oh, Scott, like, you ate something up there, didn't you? And I go, yeah. And then, like, the next day, or maybe it was my nose, I forget which part. And then, like, the next day or 2 days later, it's like, wow, that really cleared up fast. Yeah, the Excella superfoods help a lot, okay? And that's okay. My
so let me just say something here, which is, I really feel for the people who don't have the means mm-hmm. to change much. I hear it, you know, like, I may seem callous saying, well, get this product or get that product or buy organic or whatever. And I'm not deaf to the fact that there are people who are living on $900 a month on some social security, which that's just sheer insanity. I mean, our system, our society is set up so crazy that, well, anyway, the only guy who would have probably done right by those people was Bernie Sanders and his ilk, and he's certainly not going to be running anything anytime soon.
Right.
But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is this. Even small changes can have positive impact. Even just the choices. I understand that the cheap food is the worst of it. Yes, the cheap food is the carbs, the canned, the whatever.
Fruit Loops.
Government subsidized three grains, corn, wheat, and soy. The sad thing about it is those are the worst. So you need to figure out, well, for instance, one of the most important foods is bone broth. You can make chicken soup out of really cheap things. Chicken feet, chicken heads, and chicken backs, necks. The stuff that normally gets practically given away, thrown away even. Buy that and some carrots and onions and make chicken stock. It's going to make a huge difference in your health.
Yeah. So there are solutions. You just have to dig for them.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about FibroEase.
Right, so we have this wonderful herbalist, Elijah Free, who has been practicing for 30-plus years. He's a Vietnam vet. And he has developed a line of products, one of them this FibroEase. And this is well-tested. This has been in use for 20-plus years. FibroEase is not a solution for fibromyalgia. It's a solution for fibrosis, which is a specific condition. When the fibrous tissue rises in the muscles, they feel like corduroy. It feels like you have ropes under the skin. And we actually have a video on this page that actually teaches you how to have a friend palpate the muscles. Like you can touch the trapezius muscle in such way that it will become really clear that you do or do not have that sort of tissue in there. And if you do, FibroEase is going to be very helpful. It will clear the metabolic condition that causes this to happen, and it will just soften your hardening muscles. It does a great job. So if you're one of the people for whom this is appropriate and applicable, then use it.
So it comes in a small bottle with a dropper. How would you take it, Martin?
Half a dropper full, two or three times a day, every day. It takes probably about 10 days to kick in, although there's, as you can see, somebody notices the difference right away, first day. And anyway, so you use that, and it dissolves. Well, it stops the metabolic condition that causes this hardening of the tissue, and there you are, feeling a lot better. So if you're one of those people, then this is going to make a huge positive impact in your life.
Right, right. Yeah, so in my case, I was starting to feel this pain all over. Just a second. I'm getting an echo. So in my case, I was starting to feel pain all over, and so I started taking it, and I took it for I took it twice for 2 months. I got two bottles, and I noticed, like, the pain was starting to go. So it was, and I also was paying attention to what I was eating. I was drinking lots of water. I was making sure that almost all the fruits and vegetables that I get are organic. And I was making sure that I was cut out the wheat, which was a big thing, and I haven't had dairy for a while. So, well, yogurt is the only dairy that I have. So, and I just started to notice, like, wow, like the pain level in my joints, in my body, all over, is settling down, and it was really amazing.
Yes. So, FibroEase, it has its place. It works for some people. Now, if you have a general fibrosis, we have an enzyme. Fibrinolytic means that it dissolves fiber or fibrin, I should say. And fibrin is the tissue that your body uses to harden other body parts. So fibrinolytic dissolves fiber.
And that's in Fibrenza?
That's in Fibrenza. That enzyme is called serrapeptase. There are other enzymes.
One of the things that happens when you've got, maybe when you've got fibromyalgia, I'm not sure, is we've got these small scar tissues in our muscles.
Right. And that's it. That's the fibrosis.
And those scar tissues makes the muscles not work very well, keeps them in an inflammatory state. And what's cool about enzymes is part of what they do is they do deep healing. So they'll actually go in. I always thought scar tissues were like forever. And, you know, because you get a scar, you know, I cut myself on my hand or something like that. The scar is always there. And what I've noticed since I started taking more and more enzymes is the scar on my thumb is slowly fading. It's actually quite amazing.
Yes. Yeah, I've had, I remember one lady, she called me after she used a different fibrinolytic enzyme, but it's called Zymetol, but same serrapeptase. Anyway, she used it for a fibrous tumor. What the heck is the word? Fibrin tumor? I can't think of what the word is now. But anyway, it was a uterine fibroid. She used it for that, dissolved it. It all went away. And she says, and as a bonus, all of my stretch marks have gone. Because they are also made of
the same thing. So all of a sudden you start getting a different picture of your body when you think, okay, I've got all this pain and it's inflamed, sure, it's hot and everything else, but now when my body tries to fix the inflammation, it's creating scar tissue, which causes its own problems. So part of this healing process is to get rid of those scar tissues. And people that are using the Fibrenza are seeing some amazing results.
Absolutely. And then you want to, Fibrenza has other enzymes in it as well. They improve the circulatory system and other aspects of just the overall functioning. 14 powerful systemic enzymes put together.
I was going to say, yeah, they cleanse the blood and they detoxify the cells.
All right. And then we can further improve on it with Absorb, which is formulated to improve what you can get out of food, out of nutrition. So it's a probiotic and digestive enzyme. So whatever they couldn't get inside of the Fibrenza, they put into the Absorb.
And we did an interview with the manufacturer. You can see it down at the bottom here.
Yeah.
And one of the things that struck me that he said was the Absorb helps you to absorb more of the Fibrenza.
Right. And not only that, but also to get every possible nutrient out of the nutrition you take. So whatever food you take, you're going to get more out of that. And it has the type of nutrients that you would want to be taking in a multivitamin anyway. So anyway, it's a great combination.
There you go. And there's the Fibrenza.
Yeah, when you have time, listen to Mike Kramarczyk. He's the rep at the manufacturing company, and he says things quite well.
He does. He explained it really, really well to us. So the point being is that there are some things you can try. They're not incredibly expensive, and they're not going to give you a bad side effect. Like they're just enzymes that you don't get. And so one thing we haven't said is, what's an enzyme? And why can't I get it out of my food? Well, anything that's cooked kills the enzymes. Almost, if not all, of the chemical reactions in your body that occur, they need an enzyme to work. your enzyme level pretty much drops off a cliff when you're in your late 20s, late 30s. It's like, yeah, you've got all this energy. You see these kids running around. That's enzymes, okay? And then you see 60-year-olds like me, and we're not running around. It's because we've depleted all of our enzymes, and we've been eating pizza for 35 years, and we haven't put any enzymes back in. So it's kind of like you start off with a bank account with $1 million, and by the time you're 30, you've spent all but $14 of it. Now you got to live the rest of your life on 14 bucks. Good luck. You got to put the enzymes back. They're in an apple. They're in an orange. They're in celery. They're in carrots. But if you take the celery and if you take the apples and you make apple pie, they're gone. Right? You take orange juice and you pasteurize it, they're gone. You go and buy fresh carrot juice and you look and it's flash pasteurized, it's gone. So you need to like eat food that's not cooked. So thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. Hopefully you've got something out of this. We're here to restore vitality to you and to the planet. If you want to talk to Martin specifically about your own situation, you can get a hold of him at life-enthusiast.com, or you can call him direct at 866-543-3388. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.